WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and former Senate leader Mitch McConnell speaking on the floor today and getting a standing ovation as he announced he will not seek re-election in November of 2026. Today also marks his 83rd birthday. He reflected on his life and career.
I've never lost sight of the fact that without my mother's devoted care, a childhood encounter with polio could have turned out a lot worse.
McConnell has struggled with health issues in the past few years. The Senate set to take a final vote on FBI director nominee Kash Patel. Today, Senator Susan Collins already indicating she will be a no vote due to what she called his aggressive political activity these past 4 years. A somber day in Israel. Hamas releasing the bodies of 4 Israeli hostages held since the October 7th attacks. They include 2 children, the youngest captives, along with their mother, and an 83-year-old. And the majority of states remain under a deep freeze alert. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. We hear about the housing crisis in Wisconsin and the lack of housing in general. Development is happening in the greater Green Bay area to fill those needs. Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich says one of the problems the city has faced deals with the way the population has grown.
One of the issues that we see, not just in Green Bay, but everywhere, is the reduction of household size, right? So you need more units to actually house the same number of people.
Genrich made his comments on a recent episode of Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, airing Sundays at 1 on WGBW. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison say their new study found that soft shell helmet covers don't reduce concussions for high school football players. Brittany Merlot has details.
The report was published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine and evaluated over 2,600 Wisconsin football players. Their data found 64 reported concussions during the 2023 season, 33 of which were sustained by players wearing the soft shell helmets and 31 by players not wearing the helmets. Previous studies suggested the softer padding could reduce the impact to the head.
The Oshkosh Arena is announcing its first national show after Venue Works took over management of the beleaguered facility. Coco Melon's Sing Along Live embarks on its North American tour with a special event at the Oshkosh Arena on April 30th. Coco Melon follows JJ, his siblings, and friends on adventures that teach life skills through music and animation. General public tickets go on sale Friday, February 21st at 10 a.m. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
The NBA suspends a Bucks player. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA has suspended the Bucks' Bobby Portis Jr. for 25 games using a non-approved painkiller. According to his agent, Portis thought he was taking an approved painkiller, Toradol, that he'd used in the past for pain and inflammation. Instead, an assistant of his gave him a prescription for Tramadol, which is no longer approved by the league. Just yesterday, Portis meeting with reporters, the Bucks have 29 games remaining.
You know, not only play your best basketball towards the end of the year, but you want to peak at the right time. You want guys feeling good. You want guys shooting the basketball at the right time. You want guys knowing what their assignments is on a nightly basis at the right time. So unfortunately for us, we had injuries. Injuries are a part of the game.
The Bucks host the Clippers tonight at Fiserv Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo questionable with that calf injury, participating in practice yesterday.
I'm okay. Am I 100%? I don't know. We'll see. But I was able to go through practice. It felt good. But we'll see. We'll see if I'm 100%. I don't know yet.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Finally, some comfortable temperatures with highs hitting the low 20s and plenty of sunshine throughout the day. We pretty much put this on repeat for tomorrow, all ahead of a major warm-up hitting next week. In fact, by Saturday, we'll hit highs in the upper 20s and by Sunday, above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
The Veteran Salute on Minow and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin. specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, OlsonLegalGroup.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area joins us. Pete Schwabba from Nightlight will be here to talk about the major plot flaw in the movie Green and Gold. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh. Yeah, freedom.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh here in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin, home of the 51st Annual American Birkebeiner. Back at the world headquarters in Madison, our producer, engineer, Aaron Zommers. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Thursday, February 20th, 2025. It is not just a great day to be a Wisconsinite. It's a fantastic day to be a Wisconsinite, everybody. Welcome in. We appreciate you being here. Going to introduce my special guest in just a minute, but Mr. Zommers, much different than a year ago when we were up here and it felt like spring. The groundhog came really early. This year, it actually feels like winter. It feels like a Birkebeiner. Not a cloud in the sky. Temperatures are chilly enough to keep the snow on the ground. It's beautiful, my friend. It's your kind of weather because you run hot. You'd love it here.
Yeah, I'm sure I would. And it does look beautiful. It's great to hear. I know right now nobody listening can hear it, but as we were setting up, I could hear behind you on the loudspeakers just the people who are running the event, and everybody seems to be having a great time.
Yeah, it really is. Things are underway. You're going to hear some of the background noise. We are just off of Main Street here, which is the main drag for the Birkebeiner, the finish line, basically. We're just outside of our studios on the street, WBZH AM 910 and FM 96.9, the buzz of the north, as we're known up here. And also, we have sister stations who provide lots of great music. And joining me right now from the bed of my truck, just off the main drag in downtown Hayward, the only Big G of our stations up here. Big G, thanks for being here.
Hey, you bet, Todd. Thanks for having me here. Boy, you got a nice setup out here. Like I say, it's a beautiful day.
Right? I mean, it's just beautiful. And, you know, we're proud to have our talk news station, sports station, BZH here in Hayward. We also have a brand new music station here in Hayward called Muskie 101.1 FM. Tell us a little bit about that.
WHSM Muskie 101.1 has been a mainstay in Hayward. And, man, we're going to be, we got some new clients on there, and we're going to be doing a live broadcast on there Saturday for the big finish of the Birkebeiner.
That's great. So you and Gray from our station, our music side, are going to be here broadcasting live on Saturday. So if people want to continue their coverage over the weekend, guess what? They can go right to the free Civic Media app. They can download it if they're not here in the Hayward area, and simply go to Muskie 101 FM on your app, and you can hear Big G and Gray.
We're starting out right on cable right in the morning there. We're the main track there for they also have the 10K and the 20K. There are all sorts of events going down there. I don't know if you've ever been down to the track they had.
I didn't get there last year, no.
Boy, that's incredible. The way they build that track. And, of course, you know, last year, like you were talking, we didn't have the snow in Hayward.
Right.
So all the events kind of stayed down in Cable, which Hayward kind of lost out on a lot of activity here and a lot of things. But, hey, this This event brings 15,000 people to the area from 15, all over the world. 15,000.
Wow.
All over the world.
Yep. That's what I was struck by last year when we were up here. It's the first time I had been here at the event last year. And even though there wasn't any snow here, you just, the international flair to it. But boy, what a completely different and even cooler feel to actually have snow in downtown Hayward.
Yeah, we're just a little ways away from the finish line here. And, you know, we heard the kids coming in. The Barney Berkey was just here. And, man, lots of fun. Kids are having fun and just a lot of people milling around here. They got food trucks and totally different atmosphere this year than it was last year because, you know, it's coming to Hayward,
right?
To downtown Hayward.
It's so much fun. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Big G. How long have you been in the area? I know you're one of our great, you're technically a pavement pounder, as you say, a sales account executive, but you're an institution up there. I walk into places last year, I said, yeah, I'm here at Big G. Everybody knows Big G. How long have you been here?
I've been up in this area since I live in Phillips, Wisconsin, but I've been up in the area self-employed in the automotive business over in the Price County area. For almost 40 years. So I've been up in this area over 40 years. So you get to know a lot of people and a lot of folks. And everybody's friendly up here. You walk down the sidewalk, they say hi to you. You know, so it's a great community. It's a great organization. And Civic Media, like I say, we've got stations all the way from Hayward, all the way to Waukesha. Two FM signals right here in Hayward. So it's a great company, great organization. And certainly enjoy being part of it.
Well, I just enjoy so much. You have a great team up here. You also serve our station over at WPFP in Park Falls over there as well. And you and Gray and Darla and the entire team up here in the North Woods, I mean, this is what local radio is all about, and it's one of the great reasons that I'm proud to work for Civic Media. But as we go around the state, the phrase we keep using is, what makes Wisconsin great? And I think for those of us that might have grown up in Southwest or South Central or Southeast Wisconsin, we kind of think about, well, the North Woods, you go up there to the cabin once a year, but it's a vibrant community 12 months a year.
Sure, definitely. Yep. It's the people up here, and the people are a lot of, you know, small businesses, a lot of mom and pop businesses, and like I say, everybody's friendly, and it's a great community, a great place. You know, if you're looking to move up into this area, we got some great properties, beautiful lakes, obviously. And a great place to raise a family.
Yeah, it really is. Tell us a little bit about, since you've been here for so long, tell us if people are listening. Well, there's plenty of time because this thing goes through Sunday, correct?
Yes, yep.
So if people are listening anywhere across the state, want to get in their car, come up this area and enjoy maybe a day or two, what can people expect when they come to Hayward in the cable area for the Birkenbinder?
Well, if you, like I say, if you, it's a cross-country ski events. And, I mean, these folks go all out. You heard the people on WHS talking a little bit about, you know, they dress up in costumes. This is a main event for them. I mean, there are people from all over the world. I don't know if you care if it's Sweden or all over Europe and stuff. They come up here to Hayward, Wisconsin, and ski for 5 days. This is their, I just was at a restaurant here, the Lakewood Cafe, one of our sponsors, and some folks were in there. Unfortunately, he was one of the skiers, and he broke his tibia this morning. But I could see him on the phone. And he said, you know, this is my pride and joy. I come up here every year. I'm not sure where he's from.
Yep.
But he says, my pride and joy. And so people really have a passion for it.
Yeah.
This is what you'd have to say. And all the business owners, they get involved in it. And we're going to have, like I say, on Saturday, we're going to have the studio open here. Come on in, have some refreshments, meet myself and Gray and some of our great team here at Civic Media.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just mention our great sponsors for this event through the entire week here. The big one, the name sponsor, Big Fish Golf and Die Hard Sports Bar and Grill, located on True North Lane, where I believe we're going to have someone. You've been so gracious to set up someone to stop by in hour number two here. Tell us a little bit about Big Fish Golf and Die Hard Sports Bar.
Well, if you like to golf like myself, it's a beautiful course. If you like to hit the ball long, it's an excellent course.
I'm a hacker, but I love doing it.
18 holes, beautifully surrounded there by woods and nice wide open fairways. They have all sorts of activities going on there all year round. They have trivia nights on Friday night. It's free to play trivia night. The teams of three, they give away a $25 gift card from Big Fish. They got, in the wintertime, of course, you can't be on the course. They got beautiful, huge golf simulator in there. They got golf leagues and stuff for that, so you can come in there and do that. And of course, the diehards sports bar and grill. Got great burgers, pizzas, sandwiches, and they deliver. They're delivering this week, 7 days a week. So
I bet they got four-wheel drive.
Oh yeah. Yep. So if you're staying at the, you know, if you're staying at the Seven Winds Casino, anywhere within a 10-mile radius, they'll deliver food. So
that's great. Well, we really appreciate
But they're going to be Joe Morey and some representatives are going to come up here and probably 1:30, I think, this afternoon. Yep. We're going to chat with them, and we have some general sponsors also that step forward.
Yeah.
Shelby from Lori Card and Gifts. She's just down a couple blocks down here on the left. Beautiful gift shop, Hallmark Crown Store there, mm-hmm. and beautiful gifts for any occasion, flowers and so forth. So, and then of course we've got Coop's Pizza. It's one of my favorites there. All you can eat.
Yeah.
One of my favorite words. All you can eat, Todd. All you can
eat. I was
eat.
There last year. I can't wait to stop it tonight.
All you can eat pizza buffet and salad bar there. Sunday through Thursday. Got great roasted chicken recipe there. Mm. And, you know, if you're not in Hayward, Wisconsin, they have a distributorship where they have their family recipe Coop's Pizzas.
Oh, really?
Okay. All over Wisconsin here. Yeah. So, and if you're, if anybody's looking to, you know, go out there, have a Coop's Pizza and check them out. Great place right here in Hayward, Wisconsin.
That's great. We also have a Pine Point Realty, a Lakewood Cafe.
Pine Point Realty, Brooke and CJ over there, family-owned realty office there. They do real estate. They do property management. You know, maybe you got a summer home up here and need somebody to manage it, give them a call there at Pine Point Realty. They're right on Highway 63 there. Yeah, and you'll hear them, you'll hear some of their ads, and really a family affair. Even got their kids involved on their ads. So,
that's great.
So, yeah, great, another great real estate organization right here in Hayward.
And then Lakewood Cafe.
Lakewood Cafe. I had breakfast there. Thank you to Andy. Thanks, Andy, the owner. You bought me breakfast this morning.
Wow. We can just eat our way through the Burger Binder.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
We really so much appreciate.
It's right on Railroad Street there. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, anytime. Mm-hmm. The menu's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't find something on that menu, you don't want to eat, basically.
Well, it's a good time had by all, as they say, for anybody who wants to come up to Hayward and the Cable area. We thank all of our fine sponsors. We'll hear from them throughout the show and throughout the week, both here on WBZH Buzz of the North and also on Muskie 101 FM, where Gray and Big G are going to be broadcasting all day Saturday as well. Talk about a minute and a half here before the first break, Big G. Talk
right.
Just a little bit about the economic impact for this area for the Birkenbinder.
Well, it's huge. Like I say, you bring 15,000 people to town, they're going to be eating in, of course, the Lakewood Cafe or Coop's or any of these fine restaurants we got up here in Hayward. It even branches out to Cable and even beyond because obviously 15,000 people on top of Hayward is the restaurants are going to be pretty crowded.
Right.
I mean, they've got all your fast food, Chinese, McDonald's and stuff, but lots of like Angler's Bar right down here on the one way, right past the finish line here.
Mm-hmm.
Great burgers and stuff down there. We talked about Coop's Pizza already,
yep.
And of course the Big Fish out there. So there's Eddie's on Main. I mean, there's any kind of dining you want here, basically.
But
if you want to just go for a sandwich, or if you want something a little fancier, I mean,
it really is an event that this area relies on every year. And I know there was some concern last year because of the lack of snow that maybe fewer people came, but still quite a few folks came out.
All those people are there, you know, even if they're in Cable, they're coming to Hayward to do stuff and to get gas in their vehicles, or whether stay in the motels. I mean, hotel rooms around here, you can't find a room. You can't find a room in a Birkenbinder.
That's why you're
sleeping in the studio.
I stayed on the futon of the studio, which was fine. Come on back. We're going to take a quick break. We are live from downtown Hayward at the 51st Annual American Birkenbinder. Big G, Todd Sommer's back at home. Talk more about this and take your phone calls as well. It's the Todd Allball Show live from Hayward on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Details coming soon.
New Denmark Brewing, Duck Creek Winery, and Denmark Distilling are Northeast Wisconsin's hidden gem. The first winery, distillery, and brewery all under one roof. Everything handcrafted on site. Relax while enjoying a craft cocktail, glass of wine, or one of their craft beers. Visit New Denmark Brewing and Duck Creek Winery and Denmark Distilling on County Road R in Denmark, Wisconsin. Or check their Facebook and Instagram for upcoming events. DuckCreekWine.com. Taste the trifecta.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, live from downtown Hayward, Wisconsin, at the 51st Annual American Birkebeiner. Along with Big G, I'm Todd here. Zommer's back at the home studio back in Madison. What an absolutely beautiful day, Big G. And you found us some guests here.
I just crawled some folks here and pulled them over to the pickup truck here. And looks like there's some pretty... active skiers here in the Berkey, so we were curious at how their experience was, and they can tell us a little bit about themselves.
Yeah, we'll start with the closest one and go down. Now, you guys all have Berkey hats on. You all have ribbons and medals here. We're going to start with each of your names first. So tell us your name, please.
Gemma.
All right.
I'm Chloe.
I'm Finn.
All right. Very good. Where are you guys from?
We're from Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm from Richland Center, but I came up from Madison. Did you guys all ski today?
Yeah, we did. We did the half kilometer.
Really? And was this your first year doing it?
Yeah.
All right.
It was our first year.
Was this your first year as well? All right. And you?
Yes, first year.
All right. Have you guys skied? How long have you been skiing before?
We've been downhill skiing for like a very long time, but then
really?
Cross-country skiing, we kind of just started, like, last year.
Wow. And how did you do today?
I did really good.
Good for you! That's great. Was it exciting? That's awesome. And for you, did you enjoy it as well, Finn?
Yeah, I got first.
Got first!
Holy cow!
Holy
first
cow,
place.
Give me five! Nicely
place,
done.
All
nicely
right.
done.
All right.
We have a first place winner. And this is your first year?
Yes.
Wow. Would you think that you might want to continue this and continue to do it?
Yeah, next year I'm going to do the 3 kilometer.
Kilometer. I talked to a guy before we went on the air. He said he was almost 90, and he had done the Birkebeiner for 30 years. Isn't that crazy? Wow.
Our Poppy, right here, he's 70, and he's done it. This is his 40th Berkey this year.
Oh, wow. Is that a fact?
Yeah.
That's great. What's your name, sir?
Scott Cooper.
That's great. And you've been doing...
I'm Poppy to these guys.
Well, that's great.
That's important thing.
Are you doing the Birkebeiner this weekend, then?
Yes, of course.
All right. How many years?
40.
40.
This is my son, Burke, B-I-R-K, and his wife, Kristen. Burke was born, I had to miss it that year. So that's
where the name came from.
You broke the streak.
Yeah. So my name's Burke, and so now, you know, the namesake, I kind of have to do it, you know?
Of course. That is absolutely, you guys literally, is that your dad then?
Yeah.
And so he was named after the Birkebeiner.
Yes.
So you really had no choice but you had to participate, right?
Yeah.
besides skiing, is there another favorite thing that you liked about the Birkebeiner so far?
My favorite thing was that my brother won his first time.
Oh, all right.
How's that for family love? How cool is that that you're encouraging your brother like that? Is there any particular food you guys have had yet that you really liked?
Oh, the cookies.
And we're going to get donuts, and then we're going to go to a candy shop, and we're also going to get pizza for lunch.
Oh, boy.
What, for you?
Yeah, for us.
And all the food groups are
yes,
my
favorites. I agreed with Emma.
It's a great place to get. I was here last year, my first time. The food is fantastic. It's okay, really good. Did you guys see the dogs, the Berkey bark this morning?
No,
but our dad told us about it.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah. Well, I thank you guys for stopping by, and thanks for taking the time. Congratulations to all of you for being winners and participating. And thank you for coming. And congratulations. Number one, first place, your first year.
Thank you.
And maybe we'll see you in the Olympics, say, like in, 20 years, something like that. That'd be pretty. You got your start right here in Hayward, Wisconsin. Well, have a great Birkenbinder, everybody. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. All right, look at that. Look at that. Now that's the kind of the fun that you have here at the American Birkenbinder. You never know who you're going to run into. And right there, an entire family of first-time Birkenbinder skeeters. And one of them gets first place.
Thanks a lot.
And the son's even named, Burke is named after the Birkenbinder. That's fantastic. I wouldn't say old man at all. You look like you're in fantastic shape. So thank you so much. Right there, G.
How about that, huh? I
don't know if I think we should just end the show because I don't know what a better example of this event is than that family right there.
Yeah, that's called passion there. Yep.
Right?
Yeah, name your son there.
The only one you miss is the year your son is born. You have to name him Burke after the Birkenbinder.
Yep.
Well, I think that's just fantastic.
I
think that's for people who are listening. It doesn't matter whether you're in Waukesha, Richland Center, Madison, Eau Claire, wherever you are today, Green Bay. Come on up. I mean, it is beautiful out here right now.
You bet, yeah.
And we're right across from a kids' food court type of thing where there are outdoor activities, there's kids' food. So this is truly, Big G, a family event.
It is, yep. And the town's all decorated up. Businesses all got specials going on. So be sure and check out downtown Hayward.
Yeah, it's clearly our sponsors among them, but the people connect with the food.
Oh, definitely. Yep, definitely, yep. People and, after my own heart.
Right? You and me both, my friend. And you walk up and down the street here. It is truly, even the stores have some of their doors open. You smell all of these great candy stores, like the kids were saying, the burgers, the pizza. I mean, this is really like a little mini Olympics.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you bet. Yep, you bet.
It's just so fun, and a completely different vibe this year with the snow.
Definitely, yep, definitely a completely different vibe, different ambiance. Yep, you bet.
No, so glad that we were able to be up here and bring folks some of the sounds and sights and sounds. Just a couple of minutes here before the break, Big G. Anything that we haven't talked about, you want to make sure people know from you before you head out here.
Nope, I just want to say thanks to our big sponsors for our live broadcast on Saturday. I want to invite everybody out there that's listening to come on in, check out our studios right here in downtown, right downtown here, right next to River and Rains right here in our studios there. We're going to have some cider and some refreshments there. Come on down and meet myself and Gray and some of our super civic media staff down here. So invite everybody down. The whole weekend, they got events going on. You can see there's a huge list of races today yet that are coming right through downtown Hayward here. And if you get a chance, get out to Cable and check out the track they got out there in Cable. And just everybody enjoy the weekend. And man, the Lord's blessed us with a beautiful weekend and got enough snow now so that folks can enjoy both Cable and Hayward. So.
Yeah, you said it so well. We're awaiting the Junior Berkey here on the Main Street in Hayward. That starts at 1 o'clock. We'll be here for that. But stay with us. A quick update for the ag markets from the Midwest Farm Report, weather and sports, local news. Then we'll come back live from Hayward right here. The American Birkenbinder is the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you, Big G.
Thank you, Todd.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Over the past 6 months or so, California has been having issues with bird flu in their dairy herd. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Bryce Windecker with EverAg is here to give us an update on what is happening with the California milk production.
We've seen bird flu cases really slow down on California versus November and December there. We were down 0.5% in December off of the previous report, so we definitely expect to see a lot more milk out there in the country. We've heard more noise of Mexico buying non-fat dry milk out of some western locations, so that definitely tells us that California is doing better on the milk production side of things.
Windecker says that with California coming back online and milk production, we can expect to see a decrease in prices for Wisconsin producers. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
Just stop and listen to these great details on our next farm tour. Hi, everybody. I'm PM Yankee, inviting you to join me July 26th through August 4th as we head to the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, Victoria, as well as agricultural highlights. We'll start in Calgary and visit their expansive Living History Museum. Then it's off to Banff for a guided tour and meet a Mountie. Next, we board a Via Rail train for phenomenal views of the Canadian Rockies. Once we arrive in Vancouver, we'll enjoy award-winning wines at Lulu Island Winery and also take a ferry to Vancouver Island for a stroll through Bouchard Gardens. We'll learn about farming life on the island during fascinating visits to a bison ranch and a dairy farm. Go to holidayvacations.com, enter keyword PAM to get a brochure or watch a travel show. Again, July 26th through August 4th, join me for our next tour of the Canadian Rockies.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. And remember to follow along with us on all things agriculture by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it at thefarmwi.com or by finding it on your app store. Now let's see how the markets are moving midday on a Thursday. It looks like they're trending in a mostly upwards direction as cash corn is up 3 at 5.5, and new crop corn is also up 3 at 479.5. Cash soybeans are up 11 at 10.42¾, and new crop soybeans are up 8.5 at 10.59¾. Wheat is seeing a decline though as March contracts are down 4 cents at 5.88. And July contracts are down 3.5 at 6.16¼. Class 3 milk for March is up 12 cents at 19.20 a hundredweight, and April contracts are up 7 cents at 18.88 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Finally, some comfortable temperatures with highs hitting the low 20s and plenty of sunshine throughout the day. We pretty much put this on repeat for tomorrow, all ahead of a major warm-up hitting next week. In fact, by Saturday, we'll hit highs in the upper 20s and by Sunday, above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Norm Kapinski from Appleton Cigar joins the show and makes a popcorn pick of the week. And then president of the Fox Valley Veterans Council, Tim Cody, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Beaver, gummy here's a beaver. Gummy waiting for winter. Gummy praying for snow. Perky fever, I'm a true believer. Just give me
go. Get me to the start line, I'll be ready to go.
And welcome back to Hayward, Wisconsin. We are live on location at the 51st annual Berkey, the Birkebeiner, America Birkebeiner. Yes, we have Berkey fever. We have people over here that have Berkey fever. You guys want to come over and say hi? Well, yeah, come on over. We're gonna interview somebody. See, this is a great thing, Miss. Pardon? Okay, all right. They said they want to be interviewed, but where are you from? Milltown. All right, very good. Well, welcome. All right, Duluth. All right, very good. Well, we welcome all of you. You never know who you're going to run into, Mr. Zommers, here really in downtown Hayward at the America Birkebeiner. Thank you for pulling that song once again. Tell people how we found that song and a little bit about it.
How did we find that song again last year?
I think Catherine Lake ran into somebody that told us about it, wasn't it?
I thought it was something like that. I just didn't want to say the wrong thing with that. But
I think it was.
Catherine, so this year, Todd is in a nice place to interview random people on the street as he's going. But last year, we had some person on the street interviews from our station manager in here in Madison, Catherine Lake. Also spanning a great range of people of all ages, coming from all over the world. And one of them told us about that song, and so of course we looked it up, and it's solid.
And it's awesome.
There's actually several Berkey songs.
Are there really? Well, maybe we'll
have to pull
a couple of them.
There are at least three.
Okay. At least three songs. Three songs, but thousands of people that come, and we appreciate each and every one of them. We are waiting here in downtown Hayward right now, the start of the Junior Berkey. So you have a lot of people think it's just one race, right, on Saturday or Sunday. No, it started actually yesterday on Wednesday, and they opened with a 50K State Classic Open track. And there were races yesterday, and then races today that started with the Barky Berkey. I mean, that was really cool. They had people bring their dogs, and they'll do a certain length of the race. They finished downtown here, and the announcers were calling out the racer and the breed of the dog. And so they said, I think this is the first Rottweiler of the year, you know. And so that was pretty cool to see that this morning. And now we're getting ready for then there was the Barney Berkey, which are the real little kids. I think that was the one that our last guest, Finn, who was just on here, he got first place in his first year, so that was pretty amazing. And then we got the at 1 o'clock here at the top of the hour, we have the Junior Berkey, which I am assuming maybe is middle school and high school kids. And then the Giant Ski on Main Street tonight at 5 p.m or this afternoon at 5 p.m. So that's all going on later on. And then the big on Friday, there are events out at Cable. And then on Saturday is the Slumberland American Birkebeiner. And the start times range from 8:15 in the morning until 10:10 in the morning. So that is the great big race is on Saturday. And then on Sunday, the On Snow Ski and Bike Demo from 9 until 1 p.m. That's another thing that I think a lot of people don't realize. I didn't really until I came up here last year and was here for the event, that there's snow bike racing. And if you've seen these kind of, is it Mr. Something called fat tire bikes, I think?
Yep,
or snow bikes. And so they have these really fat, literally a fat tire, wide tire. And they have big treads on them. And after the actual skiing is done, then they take these bikes on this same track. And that's really entertaining to watch as well. And then in the off season, when they don't have snow during the summer, they actually use these same trails for mountain biking and the fat bike racing and all that kind of stuff. So the American Birkebeiner trails, both at Cable and down here to Hayward, these are utilized year-round. But we only really hear about it across the state and other places about the big American Birkebeiner ski race, which is going to be here on, as we said, on Saturday from 8:15 until 10:10.
Yeah,
thousands of people here.
That's something that I think is really cool, is that not only is it this one-time event, well, every year, this annual event that brings in tens of thousands of people from all around the world, it has real use all year round.
Yeah, it really does. And and it's a vital part of the Northwoods economy up here. If you're not familiar exactly where Hayward is at, no worries. I mean, I think a lot of us that didn't grow up here are like, well, it's up north somewhere, right? Pat Kreitlow, of course, would know exactly where it's at. But if you go just north of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls on Highway 53, a little over an hour and 45 minutes or so, and then it's south, of course, from Lake Superior. So maybe we're about an hour-ish plus south of Superior. So kind of between Superior and Eau Claire, that part of truly the North Woods up here. Just a beautiful, beautiful place to be any time of the year, but especially today here in Hayward, Wisconsin for the 51st annual Birkebeiner Ski Race. We talked about this a little bit last year, and if you'd like to call in and offer any of your own thoughts on outdoor sports, I know a lot of people across Wisconsin are loving this snow we've finally gotten this year for cross-country skiing. Downhill skiing, of course, you can make that as long as it's cold enough, make the snow. And then, particularly up here in the North Woods, in tourism, snowmobiling is so vitally important, as well as ice fishing. So if you have a thought, a memory, something you'd like to share in terms of Wisconsin winter sports, the great outdoors here in Wisconsin, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, as we continue to broadcast here live from downtown Hayward at the American Birkebeiner. So, Mr. Somers, we talked about this last year. This all started with kind of this homage, so to speak, to Norway, to Scandinavia. And each year, three skiers, and this happens a little bit later on this weekend, each year, three skiers and an infant dress in full costume as the original Birkebeiner warriors, Inga, who was the mother of Prince Haakon, and Prince Haakon, the adults ski the entire race on wooden skis and in full historical garb. In the final stretch, they swap their doll for the real infant, quote-unquote prince, as they ski across the finish line on Hayward's Main Street. So that's always a really cool thing, just to recreate this legend in Scandinavia that, these prince and princess were saving their infant son and skied through a snowstorm. And that was the very first, as legend has it, Birkebeiner. And Then that tradition was carried over here into the United States and recreated every year here in Hayward, Wisconsin. So just kind of cool with all the Nordic lure and Scandinavian lure that goes with it each and every year. Couple other facts for you. Let's see here. Oh, we have a phone call. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. I believe we have Whistler from WRCE in Richland Center. Whistler, thank you so much for listening and calling in. What are your thoughts on winter sports in the America Birkebeiner?
Well, I have plenty of thoughts on winter sports, but I've never been in Hayward during the winter time. But I do remember going camping many years ago, shortly after Sally and I got married, and in the summertime playing golf on a golf course that had sand greens.
Really?
Yeah. Somewhere up around Hayward Eagle campsite, campground, they had a golf course, 9-hole course, and all the greens were made of oiled sand.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a part of the state that those of us from the southern part of the state, we haven't explored, at least I haven't explored it nearly as much as I should have or could have, and we find all these cool hidden gems up here. So I would say, yeah, Whistler, if you ever get a chance, go ahead. What?
We were heading up to Superior, up to, see the Great Lake up there. And that was one of our stopovers.
Wow, that's really awesome. Cool. I appreciate you calling and sharing that. It is a great, if you're going up to Superior, or Ashland, or Bayfield, it is a great place to either just take a pit stop or spend a couple hours or overnight here and, have some fun while you're here on the way up to Ashland and Superior and Bayfield area. So appreciate the call, Whistler. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842 if you'd like to call in, share some stories about the beautiful Hayward area, the Birkebeiner, or just in general, winter activities, outdoor activities here on a absolutely picture-perfect day in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I actually learned something about the Birkebeiner yesterday. Do you know where the name comes from?
Boy, I think you've stumped the band, Mr.
So
Zombers.
From Gray, yes, another Northwoods, Wisconsin radio mainstay.
Yesterday,
on the Maggie Dawn show, it turns out Birkebeiner means birch bark leggers, which is birch bark leggings that the Norwegian warriors wore for protection and warmth. And that name was originally derogatory because it'd be like, oh, here comes those stupid birch bark pants idiots again. But then they embraced it.
That's really cool. I appreciate you sharing that. Appreciate Grace sharing that as well. I guess it was somewhere back in my mind. I just forgotten it. But yeah, you're right. That was the original in Scandinavia, the original way to protect their legs on these long ski trips, just from frostbite or whatever, birch bark like that. So I think people up here are probably proud to be birch barkers at the Birkebeiner. But thank you. Appreciate you sharing that. Another cool factoid there. Also, we have over 250,000 skiers have participated in the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation events since its inception of the first race in 1973. It takes 3,125 volunteers. Let me say that again. Over 3,125 volunteers to welcome the world to northern Wisconsin. Last time they had the actual numbers in 2023. It'll be updated as more numbers come in for the Birkebeiner week. What else can we tell you here? They call it the court, had 19 participants. The first Berkey had only 35 participants. So certainly it's grown a lot since then. The highest point on the trail, 1,733 feet or 528 meters. The 100-kilometer America Birkebeiner Trail is used by skiers, runners, bikers, Nordic trekkers, and hikers year-round, as we said a little bit earlier. Also, Ernie St. Germain is the only skier who has skied in every Birkebeiner ski race since 1973, going on his 51st American Birkebeiner ski race. Absolutely incredible. Now, here's a little factoid I think is fantastic. The only states not represented. Only states not represented in the American Birkebeiner ski race are a Birkebeiner week are Mississippi, Louisiana, and South Carolina. How about that? Louisiana, Mississippi, and South Carolina. Otherwise, every single state is represented here in the American Birkebeiner, and also a lot of countries as well. People from all over the world. We've seen flags here, people in attire from Germany, from Denmark, from Sweden, from Norway. I think those are the things that really come to mind. Canada, of course, as well. And I think in these times when, shall we say that American diplomacy and international respect is dwindling and not at a high right now, it is so refreshing to come to an event like this, to see people from all over the world, all over the United States. Everybody's getting along. Everybody's here to have fun. Everyone's here to support one another. And just like our earlier guests, those young kids, happy when other people do well. It renews your faith in America. It renews your faith in Wisconsin. And it's just a blast. So if you have a chance, get up here and join us here at the American Birkebeiner. If you're in the area, if you're listening to WBZH Buzz of the North here in Hayward, stop in and see us as well. We have a couple of prizes we could probably give away to you. Not probably. We will. We have some bandanas and the like. So stop in and check those out as well. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show live here at the American Birkebeiner in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin. We are going to come back and kind of talk a little bit more, take your phone calls as well, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. If you'd like to call in and talk about the Birkebeiner, American or outdoor sports, winter sports, we are here for it. Also, a What's Worse winter activity coming up, and we'll talk to more of our sponsors in hour number two. Don't go anywhere. We are live from the American Birkebeiner in Hayward, Wisconsin, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're
listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Nerds, it's time to come together. I'm Amanda Nimmer, bringing you your new Wisco 411, and this is your time to rise, because one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming February 1st through April 27th, showcasing iconic characters, vehicles, memorable scenes from the franchise. There are 142 collected items, including a life-size land speeder. Get your tickets for the Multicultural Center's Unofficial Galaxies from February till the end of April.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
And welcome back to downtown Hayward, Wisconsin, the home of the 51st annual American Birkebeiner Ski Race. I'm Todd Alball, live on location outside of our studios in beautiful downtown Hayward. WBZH, the Buzz of the North, 9:10 a.m. Thanks to all of our staff up here, all the great folks who are helping make this possible. Our sister station, Muskie 101 FM. And if you want continuing coverage of the American Birkebeiner, you can tune in most of the day Saturday, beginning in the morning. Big G, along with Gray, are going to be broadcasting from cable to Hayward. You're going to see the start here, the start and the finish of the entire race, talking to a lot of great folks as well. You could hear it on Muskie 101 FM. And if you're not in the area here in Hayward, you can still listen. Simply download the Civic Media app and you can enjoy it for free. Just go to Civic Media app and go to Muskie 101 FM and listen to Gray and Big G all day on Saturday. It's just so much fun being up here and this atmosphere of the great outdoors. And again, it's just a great chance to breathe, literally and figuratively, sunny skies, and get away from all of the news just for a couple of days. And, you know, as it turns out, the world will keep on turning, whether we are doom-scrolling on our devices or not. And it doesn't mean we ignore what's going on. It doesn't mean that we just decide we're not going to pay attention anymore. But I think it's a really healthy for our mental health, our physical well-being, if we remind ourselves to get outside, even though it's a little chilly, bundle up like I have here today, buy yourself an electric vest if you can, because as it turns out, Mr. Thomas, Trigby is not always right about everything, but I will tell you, he was spot on with this electric vest.
Yeah, he is right about a lot of things. Maybe not everything, but a lot of things.
But a lot of things. Yeah, I went to Cabela's last night on the way up, and it's very cozy. It's very
cozy. I bet it is.
Yeah. If you'd like to call in, share your memories of of the American Bird Combiner, if you've ever been here, or just winter sports, outdoors. Doesn't have to be sports, but just hiking, sledding, ice skating, ice fishing. What do you like about Wisconsin in the winter outdoors? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mr. Zomers, I think we had some people watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter who wanted to weigh in here. Let's take a look at those if we could, please. PJ on YouTube saying, too bad snow shoveling isn't a sport. Well, that's true. That's true, PJ. I would have done okay in that. Also, we have Blue Gold 94 on YouTube. We appreciate you watching. Blue Gold says, I think Todd should return to his sports casting roots tonight and head over to the Hayward Sports Center and broadcast the Hayward Girls Hockey Playoff Game. Now, that is a fantastic idea. I might have to go over and check that out. That is one sport that I never have broadcast. I've never done a hockey game. I would need to call our colleague and friend Chad Holmes of WXCO over there in Wausau, who was an expert high school and college hockey broadcaster. So maybe I have to check that out a little bit. But, yeah, hockey is a game. I've done broadcast wrestling, football, baseball, softball, volleyball. Those are the big ones that I've done on the radio and TV, but never done a hockey game. L.A. Tom, watching on YouTube, says, my parents have gone to the Berkey for years and took my niece and nephew. Well, that's great, L.A. See, that's I think it's just one of those things. If you live in northern Wisconsin or from this area, you've gone to at least once. And if you're like me, who came from southwest and south central Wisconsin, maybe you haven't made it up here. Tony, watching on YouTube, says, Blue Gold sounds like Chad.
Yeah, maybe if it actually true, is Chad Holmes trying to get you to call the game.
Chad Holmes, if that's true, let me know. I'll come over and carry your gear for you. I'm not sure I can broadcast, but I could help you carry your gear if you'd like. Or if you're here in town, my gosh, come on over and say hello. We'd love to have Chad Holmes here.
We also have a caller, Matt in Middleton.
All right, very good. We have Matt in Middleton on the line, 855-752-4842. Matt, thanks for calling in, listening on WMDX. What do you have for us, Matt?
Hey, Todd. Me and my girlfriend rented a cabin for 3 days up in northern Door County, up on the peninsula there, about 3 weeks ago. And I just wanted to say, I was surprised at how much I enjoyed winter vacationing in Wisconsin, being outside. I got my toe warmers on, my boots and everything.
Nice.
And doing some snowshoeing, just walking out, looking at all the ice formations. And the funny part was how nice the people at the small businesses and locals were. They just seemed really happy to see us because they didn't get much tourism, I guess, or something. But we were treated extra nice. So I just wanted to voice that to people that it's funner than you think it's going to be, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you calling in so much, Matt. Thank you so much. That's what part of Door County were you in? I mean, Matt already hung up. That's fine. But no, I think Matt makes a good point, right? I mean, just bundle up a little bit. I splurged a little bit on this electric vest, but I also have my parka inside the truck here I can put on if I needed to. But no, just bundle up a little bit. Like today, we're downtown Hayward here, and there's virtually no wind right now. So that makes it really nice. The sun is out, so you get a little sun on your back and face. Bundle up and just get out here. Enjoy it. It is so beautiful out here. And we're going to come back, have a winter-themed What's Worse for You. And we're also going to talk to one of our fine sponsors at the bottom of the hour as well, Big Fish Golf Die Hard Sports Bar and Grill, located on True North Lane here in the Hayward area. Also, Coop's Pizza, Lori's Cards and Gifts, Pine Point Realty, and Lakewood Cafe. They are all helping make this broadcast possible, and also our broadcast on Saturday as well on Muskie 101. Come on back. Hour number two is straight ahead. We are live in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin for the 51st Annual America Birkebeiner. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd All Ball Show.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
We're talking purchasing Greenland to Doge and everything in between with Congressman Tony Weed. Join me.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Growing tensions between the U.S., Ukraine, and European leaders after President Trump falsely claimed Ukraine is to blame for Russia's invasion. Ukraine's President Zelensky today meeting with U.S.-Ukraine Russian envoy, retired U.S. General Keith Kellogg in Kyiv. ABC's Luis Martinez says the talks come 2 days after a U.S. delegation met with Russian officials on ending the war.
Earlier this week, we saw those talks develop in Saudi Arabia between the United States and Russia, the first contact in over 3 years. And I think what the Ukrainians are looking for is a commitment from the United States that they will have a seat at the table eventually. That's been the main criticism.
A final confirmation vote scheduled this afternoon for the controversial nomination of Kash Patel to head the FBI. Senator Susan Collins already signaling she will be a no vote. A winter storm dumping up to a foot of snow in parts of Virginia and the majority of states continue to be gripped by an Arctic blast. Kansas City, Missouri dipping to minus 24 degrees. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa